Welcome to Shomach Shava and the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Yod Gimel. The Gemara with base brings Bchiya Bar Abba the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Nochim Shebechutz Laretz Lav Oiv Dei Avot Kosov Is Kachovim Hem. The Nochim in Chutz Laretz don't really worship over the Zara. Ela Minig of Yisem Biyadem. They're only holding on to the Minig of their father. They don't really connect over the Zara. Now, already Tosis comes out from Tosis. Why is the Gemara telling us Davka Nochim Shebechutz Laretz? Why Chutz Laretz and not Eretz Yisrael? And Tosis seems to be a little bit of a doichak that if you see in Chutz Laretz, mainly the same thing applies to Eretz Yisrael. Just he's bringing an example from Chutz Laretz. But the Chasam Sofer over here says like this. He says, really, when you have someone worshiping over the Zohar, so there's a debate, how do they look at such a person? On one hand, it makes sense that people don't really know, and they're not so knowledgeable to know all the religious details and to be really worship over the Zohar. But on the other hand, how can it be that someone goes and he bows down to a piece of wood? Has to be that he's really connected to this. Because if not, why would he dava? Why would he pray to such a thing? Right? He doesn't realize this thing has no koyach at all. So the Gemara comes and tells us, I'll tell you, people don't know. They're not so religious. Hi, so why would someone go and worship a piece of wood? Because meaning of stand behind them. Meaning they don't really know and think too much. They just follow what their father told them. So once you come to that, so we say, really, your svar that people don't know is correct. You asked, if so, how did someone go and start worshiping every desire? It's because he has a meaning of Yisrael Be'edem. So in the Sefer, Afrakasta De'an Yochel Gimel, in Yeridil Simen Kufrun Aleph, he brings the Chasu Sefer and explains, and what Chasu Sefer means to say is, that that's the difference between Chutzos and Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, you have the idea of Eretz Yisrael, a vira de Eretz Yisrael machim. Just being in Eretz Yisrael, you become Chochem. So if so, if you see going worshiping over the Zara, they know what they're doing. The only svara is that you don't really know what they're doing in Chutz Laretz. And we have a question, so why are they doing it? Because of the meaning of Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, they have here the Eretz Yisrael Machim. People are more focused and they know exactly what they're doing. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they are considered to be Oiv Dei Avodah Zara. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, in his Sefer Poiket HaKohen, Oizvov, he says a dim pshat. And he says the mamash almost like almost a pshat pashut to explain the reason. He said, when Am Yisrael were strong and living in Eretz Yisrael, so they did not allow goyim that are worshipping over the Zohar to live among them. There's the Eser Deraisa of Lo Yeshu Baratzecha. So which goyim did live in Eretz Yisrael? Only the ones that accepted upon themselves the Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. That's the only ones that lived in Eretz Yisrael. So you made this excuse that you have for people to live in Chutz Laretz, the minig of Yisrael Be'edem, they're just following their footsteps of their father, that only works in Chutz Laretz. Because there were people that worshipped over the Zohar all the years. But in Eretz Yisrael, the people that live in Eretz Yisrael, they never learned from their fathers to worship over the Zohar. Because the fathers that were living in Eretz Yisrael were all keeping Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach. So if so, you don't have that what to rely on to say that the Noach meaning of Yisrael Be'edem. As a tzaddik, since when do we say the meaning of Yisrael Be'edem? It's from the time the Nevuah Paskal from Am Yisrael. And this goes back to what we learned in Maseches Yumo, that zeh keneged zeh osei Elokim. When you have Nevuah in Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael are able to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Nevuah, so then you have keneged zeh the Yetzer Hara of the Zohar, the people are nimshach to go to a different direction and connect a different way of avodah. But once the Yetzer Hara of the Zohar was gone, once you don't have that bad aspect, so Nevuah is gone. Because always the challenges, the two tzdodim are aligned to each other. And if you can get to a very high level of ruchnius, you can chas v'shalom have the opposite. And if one of the sides goes away, the other side goes away as well. So the minig of Yisrael Be'edem that we say by the umos that live in Chutz Laretz is starting from the time the Nevuah Paska from Am Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.